90.3 WBHM. I'm Sarah D'Elia. This week, the Democratic National Committee visited Birmingham to see how the Magic City would perform if selected to host the 2016 National Convention. We take a look at how the visit went and what the city's chances are of hosting the convention with Kyle Whitmire, political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, give me your sales pitch. Why should Birmingham be the city chosen to host the DNC?
Why not? Look, the city has a great history that I think fits with a narrative that works in the Democrats' favor. Democrats have made majorities by cobbling together minorities in the last several elections. And, you know, this city has a positive story to tell, one that is potentially, you know, surprising to a lot of people who are not from here. And I think that that fits with the image that Democrats also want to project.
What do you think Birmingham's actual chances are in reality of being chosen to host?
Well, look, let's say that the odds are even, that every city in this thing has the same chance. Okay, right there, it's, you know, 1-4 against us, you know, 1 out of 5. So, yeah, the odds are long. I mean, this is, you know, not an even chance. But, you know, I think it's, there are things that, you know, Birmingham has that are, you know, certainly better than perhaps Phoenix or, you know, New York. It's not really going to be, you know, they might have facilities, but they don't have the selling points that you would if you want to make a big to-do about where you put your convention.
Now, some are opposed to us hosting and say there's no chance of this coming to fruition. What's their argument?
I can't imagine who you're talking about. You wouldn't be talking about John Archibald, would you? or my colleague Chuck Dean. No, I mean, there are arguments against this. One is that, you know, we're a red state. That's the thing you hear most often. You know, why would the Democrats ever come to Alabama? And the underlying assumption there is that when you put conventions in places where you're hoping to sway votes in a swing state. Even now, the mayor of one of our competitors, Columbus, Ohio, is saying, well, if you don't put it here, you're not going to win the election because you don't win without Ohio. Okay. If you look at the data, if you look at history, it doesn't make a difference. It really does not move the needle in the states where they put it. The other is that we lack the facilities. We are sort of trying to outkick the coverage right here. You know, our facilities at the BJCC are sort of on the low end of what they need. You know, we're going to have to, you know, sort of reach out to a lot of hotel rooms to get the hotel rooms we need. Transportation problems. You know, we don't have a really sophisticated, robust public transportation system here in Birmingham, and that's something that we're going to have to fix, even if it's just for a week or two while this thing takes place.
Well, what if our dreams do come true and Birmingham is chosen to host?
Well, I think I just said all of it. We will have to make some improvements to the BJCC. We will have to come up with a transportation plan that, you know, gets people from their hotel rooms to the convention, to the parties that happen after. There's a lot of work that's going to have to go into this. But look, I mean, we have done this sort of thing before. During the 1996 Olympics, you know, we hosted a lot of the soccer events here, and we had to do these same sorts of things then. This is not beyond, you know, the imagination. This is not even beyond what we've accomplished in the past.
Well, besides the physical things that we'll have to change about the city, what about the emotional, mental state of Birmingham, the morale of the people? What will that bring to Birmingham if we're chosen?
Well, I mean, I think you saw some of it this past weekend and earlier this week. You know, there's we've beaten ourselves up a lot. And, you know, it's kind of nice to finally say, you know, we have something that the world needs to see. We have a message that the world needs to hear. It's not a story that we've ever really been good at telling, but we have a story to tell. We just need a megaphone, and I think the DNC has that megaphone if they're going to give it to us.
Well, finally, Kyle, if we aren't picked for the convention, are there any positives Birmingham can take away from this experience of being considered?
Well, we are attempting to, like I said, outkick the coverage. We're trying to stretch. This is not Larry Lankford pitching for the Olympics. This is something that was, you know, even though it's a stretch, it's realistic. And I think it's a good thing when we're trying to do a little bit better than we ever have done before.
Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.